JC Corcoran Podcast.
Dates, I wonder what I'm doing wrong. I don't pretend to understand women's little quirks. Just one thing I know for sure, chicks dig jerks. Yeah. Well, if I meet one more single mom whose true love is up and gone, tells me on her trailer porch about that man still carries a torch. Sure, he came home drunk each night, beat the kids and her in a fight. But man, she loves him so, it's so hard to let him go. Oh. Well, I don't pretend to understand women's little quirks. Just one thing I know for sure, chicks dig jerks. Well, I'm sure there's some out there can relate, particularly young man without a date. See some jerk, some fine, fine babe go driving away. Ow. Well, is that a new bruise you got on you? What does it say, that he loves you? Sure, he beats you, but afterwards he cries, oh, baby, I could die. Honey, I don't think that's nothing to be proud of. I think it's called alcoholism. I don't think you should move away. Stay with him till you're in your grave. Yeah. As a brother. What do I have to offer you, baby? Poetry and true love. That's not enough, I know for sure. You need someone to throw you through the door. Well, I don't pretend to understand women's little quirks. Just one thing I know for sure, chicks dig jerks. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Chicks dig jerks. So true. Tell you, man, be mean to a man, they'll never leave you then. Cause chicks dig jerks. Just ignore them, act like they're not there. Man, you're gonna be pulling chicks out of your hair. They love that. Woo! Act like you don't care. Oh, look at them everywhere, they come running. Being a good guy, such a lonely life. I'm gonna be a jerk. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna step on lots of toes. Woo, girl's gonna go crazy for that guy. Baby, I'm gonna act like I don't even know you. Woo, not gonna return one of your calls. Oh, I hear her. She's already at the door, man. She's intrigued by my indifference. Woo, I'm a jerk and it's working out.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky.
You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
Tuesday, July 5th, 2022. 129 days remaining in our American democratic system of government as we have known it. How you doing, kids? You are at jcontheline.com. Well, it probably seemed like a pretty good idea when you got those Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett tickets for Busch Stadium tonight. You know, when you bought them back in January, you're thinking to yourself, oh, man, under the stars, it's going to be great. And, oh, boy, you don't think it might turn out to be 102 degrees that day, and that's what it's going to be. But don't worry, by showtime, it should drop to about 99. You go to a show like that, by the way, and I don't have to tell most of you this. You go to a show like that, and women are dressed, well, let's just say barely, okay? Barely have any clothes on to begin with. Well, now, it's going to be 102 degrees. Can you imagine? Well, actually, I can't. What else can you take off and still be legal? So I guess we're going to find out tonight. Don't be surprised, by the way, if there is a massive bottleneck trying to get into the place tonight with everything that's going on in the world. And by the way, there was another shooting in Philadelphia last night. Two cops were shot, some sort of 4th of July celebration, fireworks show or something like that. And somebody started shooting. Both cops are going to be okay, by the way. And then, of course, yesterday, the first thing I thought of yesterday, Highland Park. Okay, now, this is not my old stomping grounds, but I know the area very, very well, being from Chicago. And the first thing I thought of is very, very heavy Jewish population. Now, he's also from there. The shooter is from there. So when they start asking him questions, it's going to be interesting to see if he started shooting just because it was like, well, I like to do things in the neighborhood, or if he did it because he's got some sort of anti-Semitic thing going on. We do know he's a Trumper. Pictures online of him at Trump rallies. But that was the first thing I thought of. This is a very, very well-to-do area, Highland Park, Illinois. It's about 40 minutes north of Chicago, and you hit Highland Park, and then Lake Forest is the community immediately adjacent to Highland Park, and that's where people like Bill Murray live. That's one of the reasons Bill Murray agreed to do the movie Groundhog Day, because he convinced Harold Ramis, who is also from right around that area. We lost Harold a couple of years back, but that's where he grew up. And they shot the movie in Woodstock, Illinois, which is about an hour and a half west of Highland Park. And Bill Murray said, I'll do the movie if I can sleep in my own bed every night. And so they agreed to that, and the rest is history. There isn't anything to say. Nothing's going to change. You have the usual thoughts and prayers. And then people start yakking at each other about guns. I have a friend in southern Wisconsin. She's a really great gal, but she's got a little bit of sickness. Not a lot of it, but just a little bit of the sickness when it comes to guns. And the first thing she said, criminals are always going to get guns. Criminals don't follow the law. You've heard that argument before. Gun laws are pointless because criminals will always get guns. They don't follow the law. That makes them criminals. And of course, my reaction was, well, then let's not have any laws for anything because criminals don't follow laws. See, it's a ridiculous tail-chasing argument, but you know, I didn't feel like fighting with people yesterday. It's supposed to be a holiday. It's supposed to be fun. And, you know, we can't even enjoy that. You know how many people probably stayed home last night from fireworks shows because they're figuring, you got these, you know, not only are people fucked up, but then you got these copycat guys. And by the way, I know that there's prisons for women, but isn't it at least interesting you don't ever hear a woman doing anything like this? You take away any more of their rights and they might start. Jessica Chastain, the actress, and boy, oh boy, that's a handsome female and a terrific actress. I've seen her in enough stuff now to just know that it's just so rare to have somebody that good looking and also be that talented as an actress. She posted a picture yesterday giving the finger It was like, thanks for taking away my reproductive rights. 309 mass shootings so far in 2022 in this country. Highland Park makes it 310. Apparently, thoughts and prayers don't work. I will have this T-shirt next year. Too late for today, but I copied this thing down. Guy posted a picture of it. He's wearing a gray T-shirt, and on the front of it, it says, "The good stuff. Ladyfingers, church burners, crab flappers, whistling bungholes, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do, hoosker don'ts, nipsy dazers, spleen splitters, flippity doodads, fuzz buttles." I'm having that shirt made today before I forget. Somebody sent me a thing on the internet, said breaking news. 50 Cent, or 50 Cent if you prefer, changes his name to 85 Cent to adjust for inflation. Good morning, everybody. This was so mind-boggling, I actually ended up talking to Dave Murray yesterday because I said, is this possible? Can this be accurate? It just doesn't seem possible. It has to do with lightning, all right? And this is from the CDC. 6,000 strikes every minute. Yeah, it sounds like the Cardinals' batting order lately. I'm on a roll here. Don't stop me. The Earth is struck 6,000 times every minute. Now, you know, we send the Voyager out into the far reaches of the solar system, and if NASA discovered that there was some sort of planet or star out there that got struck 6,000 times every minute by lightning or some, you know, rough equivalent, we'd go, ooh, wow, what a scary place. We got it here on Earth. 8 million strikes every day. 8 million! That makes you think you should be able to, you know, just get up in the morning, look out the window, there should be lightning just going on like crazy all the time. In the U.S., 28 deaths a year. Seems like that would be higher. The average person struck is 37 years old. But here's the reason I contacted Dave, because I just looked at this and I was like, this can't possibly be right. It said a third of lightning injuries happen indoors. Well, the only thing Dave said was, well, you know, if you got people showering, and that's a real thing. I don't know that people really understand that. You're not supposed to be in the shower when there's a lightning storm out there, because if your house is struck, it will cycle through the plumbing of your home and your electrical system and everything like that. It used to be you shouldn't talk on the phone either, but nobody has landlines anymore, so they don't even bother with that. But you shouldn't be in the tub. And then if your home is struck, you know, there's going to be, sometimes there's fires. You know, you're too close to something that explodes. A very, very good friend of mine, and somebody whose name you know, but I don't want to say this as to who it is. It's a radio personality who's been around for a very, very long time. And same thing happened to him. His house is in, I guess it's Creve Coeur. And he just recently sent me the pictures of the place. He had like, you know, something like $30,000 worth of damage to his house because he's also a ham radio operator. Interestingly, that's not the reason the house was struck. You're probably thinking, oh, he had like some sort of 250-foot antenna in the backyard. No, the lightning actually struck the house next door and somehow cycled over to his house and blew out everything, all of his electrical systems, his, you know, main panel box, and all his equipment just burned up. And but it like I said, it cycled through the house so that there's all of these big black splotches all over the place where things exploded. He's still fighting with the insurance company to get everything replaced. And this happened about 2 years ago. Oh, and by the way, Dave's comment was, indoors is still the place to be during an electrical storm. So, yeah, in extreme circumstances, you know, you could get burned or something could happen like that, but still, get inside. We got to decide. I'm going to just go back to 4th of July for a minute. We got to decide what our feelings really are about the American flag. Because when I was a kid, we were taught all that Boy Scout shit. You know, you can't ever let the flag touch the ground. If you do, you're supposed to fold it up and set it on fire right away. You know, it's like, okay, so wait a minute. People who are protesting something about the United States will burn a flag. But we, as Boy Scouts, and I was not a Boy Scout, but this is what they always said. The flag touches the ground, you're supposed to burn it. Seems like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth there. And then there are flag products. Because you wouldn't have imagined something like this until Probably the 1960s, where people started making clothing out of the American flag. And there was a congressman out of the state of Georgia by the name of Zell Miller back in the 90s. And Zell Miller, oh, guys, talk like that when he was on. Pretty much exactly what you would expect from a Georgia congressman named Zell Miller, who was like approaching 90. As a matter of fact, Will Forte on Saturday Night Live used to imitate him on Weekend Update. And Zell Miller got set off and did this big speech on the floor of the House where he had seen Kid Rock performing, I think it was at a 4th of July show. Kid Rock is wearing an American flag shirt. And so at one point, he took the shirt off when he was on stage, waved it around. I think he threw it to somebody in the crowd. Zell Miller got a whiff of that and figured, here, here, there might be some votes. There might be some votes buried in this issue. And so he made this big, you know, soliloquy on the floor of the House. Then they found out Kid Rock was a big, big Republican. And they stopped complaining about it. Well, now, I see, you know, over the weekend, I'm watching people walk around in pants with the American flag swimsuits and stuff like that, because nothing pledges your allegiance to the flag more than covering your ass with it. I hope Joey Chestnut has diarrhea for about the next month and a half. God, that competitive eating stuff. Just, it's such a bad idea, and it just makes me gag. And, you know, for somebody on the other side of the world who's hearing about the wonderful things that go on in the United States of America, and they hear this, and they're just scraping around in the dirt looking for a seed to eat so they don't die of starvation. Sometimes people can't understand why some people hate the United States of America. And I think we should stop calling it the United States of America, because we ain't united. There's a bunch of states here, and they're all slapped right next to one another. That was convenient. But united? Ha! By the way, with all the supply chain problems, how interesting that all of the fireworks from China managed to make it to America in time for the 4th of July. I have a friend in South County. I've talked about this before. The guy's name is Joe, and he's been a pal, a friend of the show for a long time. And for years, he and his buddies have a company, and what they do is they go to China once a year, you know, like in February, and they buy a couple of $100,000 worth of fireworks, and they have them shipped over in those giant railroad car things that you see at the ports in places like Los Angeles and Houston and places like that. You see those giant cranes picking up those giant railroad car things. So out on his property, he's got a couple of these railroad cars, and they buy these fireworks from China directly from the Chinese, and then they have them shipped over, and then they sell them to their friends. And it is, as Joe Dirt would have said, the good stuff. I was the most popular dad in the neighborhood in Chesterfield when we lived there, because every year I sent around a little flyer saying, you're more than welcome to bring a lawn chair and some bug spray and sit on our front lawn, because I'm going to be setting off these fireworks. Last Friday night, seems like 6 months ago, I was looking at it this morning going, wow, that was Friday night. I barely even remember doing this. There's a sports bar in our neighborhood, and it's pretty good food. And my wife sent me out on Friday night to go pick up some food for her. I had eaten a lot earlier in the day, so I wasn't hungry. And that's one of the keys to not turning into a fat person, and that is to not eat when you're not hungry, okay? So I go walk into this. Again, this is a sports bar, and it's a big sports bar. You go in there on a Sunday afternoon during football season, and, I mean, that place is rocking, right? And I know they have bands in there on the weekends. I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, they have bands in there. So, again, I'm trying to set the stage for you. Big sports bar. I go walking in there to get the food, and the band is playing England Dan and John Ford Coley. And I'm thinking to myself, I even said to one of the people, I go, geez, aren't you concerned about setting off a riot? England Dan and John Ford Coley in a sports bar on a Friday night? On the 4th of July holiday. Play some fucking Nazareth, guys. And my wife used to be a bartender, by the way. It was in a restaurant. It wasn't like she was in some sleazy place or something like that. She tended bar at the restaurant. She also a server, okay? And it took about, I'm going to say about 10 years. It was in search of the perfect margarita. Because, you know, when you go to Amigos in Kirkwood, And you will walk out of that place going, that's the best margarita I've ever had. Well, then along comes Mission Taco, and their margaritas are probably as good, if not better, but they're also different. So honest to God, for a period of about 10 years there, she set out to basically find the recipe for the perfect margarita. And that involved us interrogating bartenders at both of those locations I just told you about. And, you know, they don't want to tell you anything. But if you go in a lot to both places, and we do, you get to know the people, and they'll start telling you a little bit of what the secret ingredient is or what the balance is or something like that. It's like any other, you know, family recipe handed down from your great-grandma or something, or spaghetti sauce. You know, you have to figure out what the secret ingredient is and what the balance of those ingredients are, or you're not going to be able to replicate this. Well, long story made short, if that's possible at this point. It took about 10 years, but we think that we now have the perfect margarita. There was some discussion of us having some sort of a food truck, but it's really, really hard to get a liquor license in a food truck, especially when we didn't even know what kind of food we were going to have. All we knew is we had these great margaritas, and wouldn't it be great if you could make these margaritas and do a food truck and, you know, right across from the Arch Grounds or something, and, you know, you got a hot Sunday afternoon, people start guzzling things back. But I'm going to tell you this. Not only does our margarita, not only is our margarita just the best ever made, they're lethal. I've been in the hospital a lot the last couple of years, much more so than I ever would have wanted, including one time last year where I almost didn't make it out. But I don't dwell on that. But, you know, one of the things that happens is you tell them, I'm in pain. I'm really, really in pain. You need to give me something, and you need to give it to me now. I'm not fucking around. And they come in with something, depending on the severity of your procedure or your operation, whatever the case may be, and they give you this stuff, and within a couple of minutes, you're like, oh, yeah, there we go. There we go. It's kicking in right now. I can feel it. Well, these margaritas, I had one last night. One. And it put me on my ass. And I remember telling her, I said, this is more effective in relaxing your muscles and just sort of putting you at ease and just sort of giving you that happy feeling. This is better than a lot of the drugs they gave me in the hospital. And that's one of these motherfuckers. Just one. You know what they say about tequila?
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
Go ahead. Tell me where they're wrong. Our birthdays today. Edie Falco is 59. Mark Cohn, he was walking in Memphis. 63. Huey Lewis. Geez, when he wants a new drug, now it's clearly Viagra, 72. Robbie Robertson of the band, 79. It was 157 years ago today, 1865. The United States Secret Service was created. It was actually part of the Treasury Department because they wanted to stop counterfeiting operations that were running rampant when paper money was introduced during the Civil War. Well, today, the Secret Service will still investigate crimes like credit card fraud and stuff like that, but it wasn't until the assassination of President McKinley in 1901 that somebody said, maybe we should put together some sort of presidential detail or something. But all of that, 157 years ago, also the year the Salvation Army was founded in London, the bikini made its debut at a Paris fashion show, 1946, and the world almost lost their minds. But all's well that ends well.
I'm in New York in my office where people wear clothes because it's cold, while you're at a bar in Miami watching bimbos walk by in bikinis. I never look at other men because I have you, but you look at bimbos in bikinis. Do you have to? I don't like Miami. There's too much flesh out of control. When someone's boobs are in your face, how can you see their soul? Okay. And then it's like, lust is rampant, and all I see are bikinis and bimbos on MTV and Playboy and commercials on streets everywhere. You'd have to be blind not to notice them. They're blind. Hey, if you were blind, our love could work. So I think I'll just get a knife and stab your eyes out. But I don't want you to be blind, because then you couldn't see me. So I guess I'll have to just go to a gym and work out real hard and buy a bikini. Wow. I'll buy a bikini.
My goodness gracious.
Victoria Jackson, formerly of Saturday Night Live, is another one who lost her fucking mind. She's hard-ass right-wing these days, selling the lie like so many people are over on the other side. Arthur Ashe, 47 years ago to 1975, first black man to win Wimbledon, knocked off Jimmy Connors. And here's a good way of avoiding prison, even though you're facing 20, 25 years. Enron CEO Ken Lay. Remember that name? That was 16 years ago in 2006. He's on trial. They're like, you did all of this illegal banking stuff. You're going away 25 years in the can. But Ken Lay showed him he dropped dead before he ever got to prison. Good plan. Talk to Crosby, Stills, and Nash via satellite on this date back in 1990 in a very, very seriously misguided move that could have put an end to their careers collectively and individually. They had this idea that they were going to live it up. Matter of fact, I think that was the name of the song. And what I still remember the video. The video is them like drinking champagne in the back of a limo. And it's like, nah, you're Crosby, Stills, and Nash. You're supposed to be this very organic, anti-corporate band. And what are you guys doing? Needless to say, they the album tanked and they went back to being CSN. But that was a close one for those guys. Eagles, Hell Freezes Over, night number one out at what I think we still called Riverport on this date back in 1994. And it was in 1985. And this is one of the things that really sort of put us on the map. And we're going to play it for you. We're going to play this for you right now. I haven't heard this in a very long time, so I'm actually going to enjoy it too. Here's what happened. The VP Fair Committee wouldn't let us on the arts grounds. They hated me. They hated us. And I didn't like them either. I mean, they tried to have me arrested once, all sorts of stuff. And they were real good at smiling for the cameras. But boy, when the cameras were off, you want to talk about mean son of a bitches. Those VP Fair guys. Oh, man. Dirty pool. Just every dirty trick you could imagine. So the relationship, shall we say, was not good. So the people who ran, and I was with Casey at the time, people who ran that station, they're like, all right, well, you know what? The Admiral is sitting down there on the waterfront, and it's all bombed out, and there's jagged steel coming out of the floor. There were places where you walk along on the way to the little broadcast site they set up for us where you just look down, and you're looking straight in the water because there's no floor. Couldn't drop anything because we'd go in the river. So like, that's not the arch grounds. So that's what we did. We had some, you know, banner that cost like $16,000 or something hanging on the side. And, you know, like for Party Town, oh my gosh, for Party Town, we had, I think they estimated the crowd at 4,000. 4,000 people just sitting on the banks of the Mississippi River yelling, yeah, yeah, at the appropriate times. And then right near the end of Party Town, the KMOX helicopter buzzes the crowd. That's when we did the Eat Me Arnie thing. 4,000 people. Hey, that was KMOX's helicopter. On the count of three, everybody say, eat me, Arnie. And people don't even think at that point. It's just sort of like, all right, one, two, three, eat me, Arnie. 4,000 people. It was really cool. So they had one of those big races across the river in Illinois. And for whatever reason, Robert Hayes from the movie Airplane was in for it. Also, Kent McCord, who was on Adam 12. And then one of the Playboy centerfolds, Marlene Jansen, and she was very, very pretty and really, really sweet. I just talked to her a couple of years ago because it was the anniversary of the thing, and I said, do you even remember this whole thing? She was like, JC, yes, how are you? I'm like, wow, pretty girl, very, very, and just the sweetest thing, you know? And also, for some reason, Gene Hackman was in, but we didn't get a crack at him. But we had Robert Hayes on the show, and Marlene Jansen, and Kent McCord. Well, then the next day, they got to go over to the nice boat. The president docked right next to us. So we had this wireless microphone, and I said to John, why don't we just go over there and visit Robert Hayes? And Kent McCord, he's like, yeah. I go, where is he? He goes, well, he was doing the Arnie Warren show. Arnie Warren was the guy who replaced Jack Carney, and it was, you know, get off it, and the whole thing. Those of you who've been listening for a long time remember all that. So we're like, all right, well, let's just rock the boat a little bit. So we flipped on the wireless microphone. Nancy, who was doing the show, she stayed on the boat. We didn't want her to get pushed around or anything, so it was just the three of us, me, John, and DJ. We just take the wireless microphone and we just walk a couple of hundred feet over to the president. We pay money to get on the boat. Everything was on the up and up, and we walked up a flight of stairs, and there's Arnie, and there's Robert Hayes being interviewed live on KMOX. He sees the three of us standing there with the wireless microphone, and he just falls off his chair. He thinks this is the funniest thing ever. Going back to 1985, here's what it sounded
back
like.
Back here, and this time we're on the president. Kent McCord, who was here yesterday from Adam 12. How you doing, Kent?
I'm doing fine.
How'd you, good night last night?
Yeah, I guess it was a good night last night.
Did you go out to the track yet?
Yeah, we've been out the track. We've spent most of yesterday out there, and it's interesting.
It's going to be good times.
It's going to be very grueling because the heat and the humidity here really saps you very quickly in this. And so, it's really going to be a test of attrition on the drivers, not so much the cars, I think, here.
When they call the saps, that's what they were talking about, John.
That's right.
Yeah. A lot of saps. Yeah, DJ is here too. DJ, we're going to go on the boat, I think.
What was that?
DJ's listening to another radio station. He's trying to pick up Arnie Warren. Have you done the interview for KMOX yet?
Yeah, we did.
With Arnie Warren?
Yes, we did, yeah.
Isn't he a geek?
let me just say that the morning was a little different than yesterday with you guys. I'll be very kind.
Diplomatic answer there, Ken. Very diplomatic. We're standing right at the entrance to the president, and we know Arnie's in there somewhere. And
Are you going to make a raid on him? Is that what this is all about?
Well, we have to have $5 to get on, and, I don't...
No, I can get you on, because I'll just flash my badge and get you on, and I'll tell him you're in my custody.
All right, let's see. Let's talk to this guy right here. Hi, what's your name?
Patty.
And you're one of the... Exactly what do you do here?
I'm taking tickets.
You're taking tickets. So you're not going to take ours because we don't have any, but we just want to peek inside. You don't mind, do you?
I don't mind.
You don't mind if we just...
You'll have to talk to somebody in charge.
Somebody in authority.
So, we're not trying to terrorize you. We just want Arnie. We're on the Admiral, and right next door... Less than probably 50 feet away is the president. And on the president, Arnie Warren has been broadcasting live, and we were terrorizing him yesterday. So now it costs $5 to get on the president. So our four security guards who accompany us wherever we go, we're just like Elvis. Our four security guards, plus me and John and DJ, we all have tickets. DJ, you ready for your ticket?
For a 3-hour tour.
John?
Oh, I lost mine.
No, John, come on now. We're never going to take you anywhere again. You just like
Uncle Rick Bayless, I lost my ticket.
You just like digging in your pocket. Now, come on, John. All right, there you go. All right, there's nothing they can do to us. We have our tickets. We're going in. We're going to visit Arnie Warren, broadcasting live on KMOX. In we go. Let's go. Here we go.
And the crowd loves it. The crowd goes wild.
Patty has taken our tickets, and we're now inside the president. And we're on floor number two, level number two. And what we need to do is go up to the fourth one. Let's go over and listen. Let's go listen to the band here for a minute before we do anything. Let's see who this is.
Jason, he steps over here.
What's that?
He steps over here, I think, of the one.
Okay, I want to hear the band for a minute here. They got a band on the president here. Let's check this out. Yeah, get down, boys.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like... Is that Prince?
Nance, this guitar player up here is pretty hot. I don't know, Nance.
You should be here.
What's the name of the band?
Don Scherer.
All right, thank you. We're going up to visit Arnie. Thanks. All right, up the stairs we go.
There's some people with some really strange hats coming on right behind you. Look out for those people. Look out.
Yeah, we saw some cops coming on. So let's see here. All right, we're going up the stairs now. We're on floor number two. We're going up to the third floor. We know Arnie's on four.
What? Somebody cover the flank.
All right, we're now on the third floor, and we see police officers. We have a hunch they're here for us. And up we go now.
We got a ranger behind us.
we got St. Louis police officers following us. Uh-oh, a ranger just came on your right. Uh-oh. All right, we got to hurry up now. Here we go. We're on the fourth floor. We know Arnie's up here somewhere. How you doing? You work for Southwestern Bell?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Paul Rhodes.
Nice to meet you, Paul. All right, where are we now? There he is. All right, we see Arnie. Let's go. Let's circle in on him. Minding our own business here.
Jesse, are you nervous or are you
just
out of breath?
Just kind of cruising in.
Climbing the stairs.
What's that?
Are you nervous or are you out of breath from climbing stairs?
Out of breath from climbing stairs. Over here, here's Arnie just yapping away. He's got Robert Hayes and Gene Hackman on right now. Arnie looks weird with glasses on. We're about 15 feet away from Arnie right now.
Are you sure Wayne Newton isn't there?
Gene Hackman is there, and so is Robert Hayes. Let's see if we can listen in on this. This is KMOX Live. Let me circle in. I want to get a better vantage point here. Here we go. I'm going to ask him to talk louder, see if we can hear what's going on.
I was born in Maryland, home Southern California. I've been across country 15 times by car.
Can you hear that?
What are you doing?
What's the matter? What's the matter?
You're a miserable dick.
What's your name? Al Choken, KMOX Radio. Hi, Al. How you doing? Here's Robert. We saw Robert yesterday. Robert was over to visit us yesterday. And Gene Hackman. Yes, sir.
Did you say something about Tommy Lasorda having a baby this morning?
Yes, we did. Al Choten is wearing a little name tag that says KMOX.
Robert, how you doing? You're going to get killed. Come on.
Who's going to kill me?
Me.
No. Al Choten just threatened to kill me. Al Choten from KMOX. You heard it live, ladies and gentlemen. I've been served with a death threat by Al Choten of KMOX. Let's go over and talk to Marlene Jansen from Playboy. Now he just slapped me on the ass. I don't believe this. This man slapped me on the rear end. Bob Cuban Brass, how you doing, guys?
All right.
Let's go over here and say hi to Marlene again. Hi, Marlene.
Good morning, JC.
Have you been on yet?
No, not yet.
Arnie's a real geek. Just, you know, we already talked to Kent McCord out front. We asked him, I said, have you been on with Arnie yet? And he said, yeah. I said, he's a real geek, isn't he? He just started laughing.
I don't know what to say. I can't pass any judgment yet.
We were just monitoring Arnie outside, and he called you a Playboy bunny.
Uh-oh, that's bad news. I'm a playmate, and I'm going to have to set him straight there.
That's right. He's probably going to be straight by the time you get over to the table. See if we can click. Yes, this is Al Choten again now. Al, now, come on. Get
changed. He's just as nutty as ever.
Al, now, come on. Knock it off now. You threatened to kill me, and then you slapped me on the ass. Now, I'm going to have to start fighting back here if you're not careful.
You brought your bodyguards with you, two big ones.
That's right, two big ones.
Yeah, but did you think to bring a lawyer?
Let's get in. I'm going to see if I can listen just a little more here to what's going on to Robert Hayes.
Next.
No.
I fed you a nice straight line.
That was Arnie just talking there a minute ago.
Well, something I hope.
Okay.
I don't know what.
He doesn't have a project.
No, I just have entered into what they call a development deal with Columbia.
Development deal.
Yeah.
That was a good question Arnie just had. Robert Hayes says, I just got into a development deal, and Arnie just said, development deal. Good question. Yeah, John.
I have some rolls here for Arnie. There's some peach rolls and some apple rolls. I think I'm going to take one of Arnie's apple rolls. Can I have one?
Is that possible?
What's your name?
For everyone.
Take whatever you want.
Do you work for KMOX?
No.
Good girl. They're laughing about, let's listen to Arnie again. Arnie's got another question.
I just wanted to mention one other thing. We've been kidding around so much. I'm always such a real, you know, straight.
Al, get your hands off of me. Al Choten from KMOX. Don't touch me, Al. We paid our $5. Don't touch me.
You didn't pay $5.
Go downstairs. They took our tickets. How else did we get on?
They took your what?
They took our tickets, Al. We paid to get on. There's nothing you can do to us. Get out of my way.
Okay, wait a minute. Emmett.
Here comes Emmett. Some guy named Emmett is after me now. Yes, Emmett. J.C. Corcoran, KC Radio. How you doing? I'm sorry? We paid our $5.
Okay.
We did. Al, don't touch me. Don't you dare touch me. We paid $5 to get on this boat. You touch me again, and you're in trouble.
Okay? Don't breathe into my microphone either, unless you have something to say.
Just get out of my way. We're not bothering anybody. Here comes a guy with a beard. And also we have...
Captain of the boat.
Sorry? You are who? You say the captain of the boat? You have a big gray beard. I would tend to believe you. We paid $5 to get on this boat. As far as I'm concerned, we can do whatever we want. Would that be a correct understanding?
Be polite. Be polite.
We are. You're be the one polite. Grabbing me. You're grabbing my arm. Keep your hands off of me. You,
don't interfere with the other radio.
We are not interfering. We're whispering.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. We will be right back.
That's not very nice.
I'm sorry?
That's not very nice.
We're not bothering anybody. We were just listening, that's all. We paid $5 to get on your boat. You have a very nice boat here. We're just listening to Arnie do his... Now you're going to get this gentleman upset. This gentleman is our security guard, and I don't think you want to hurt him.
Because he'll...
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Well, I think we're pretty much done anyhow. And just in the future, keep your hands off of me. All right, that's pretty much it. Arnie's into a commercial break. And we'll send it back to the boat. Thank you very much. We'll see you later.
And we'll be back right after this.
Into Ride, Captain Ride. Oh, my God. All right, there it was, 1985. Bad day for Arnie. He had a lot of bad days back in those days. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran Podcast for Tuesday, July 5th, 2022 is in the can, 129 days remaining in our American democratic system as we have known it. Oh, by the way, the guys were actually crawling up around on the tower over the weekend for the new radio station, which should go on the air. It could be the end of this week. I know I keep saying that, but it's these things are difficult. We're just waiting on the FCC right now. As soon as the FCC says, go ahead, flip it on, boom, we're in business. You are going to love this radio station. All right, got to go. Enjoy your day. Like I said, don't do anything stupid tonight if you're going to that show. 102 in St. Louis tonight, and Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett, which rhymes with sweat, which is what you're going to be doing. Yee. To paraphrase Steve Miserani, if you're not drinking water, you otter. Have a great day. Enjoy the show. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.